Let's go to St. John's Gospel, the second chapter. St. John's Gospel, chapter 2. God would help me tonight. I got up early this morning, was praying, reading and studying. I felt the Lord touch my heart. God is saving the best for the last.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. It ain't over until God says it's over.
Right.
Ain't you glad of that?
Yeah.
Glory. The devil's doing his worst, but God's going to turn it around and do the very best.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Let's look now, chapter 2 and verse 1, St. John's Gospel. And the third day was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Notice, mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there six water pots. Notice, six water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews. They were empty, containing about two or three firkins apiece. That's how much they would hold. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and he knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto the bridegroom, every man at the beginning doeth set good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Now, let's get the picture of this marriage feast. There's a lot of people present there. When a man and a woman became betrothed, that means they were engaged. Now notice, in Bible times, it was the same as being married.
Yes.
They just had not come together for the marriage feast and the consummation afterwards of that marriage. They were betrothed to be married. The virgin, the bride-to-be, was to be ready, watching for her groom. Custom was, the groom would bring his friends with him in the middle of the night to get the bride and take her to his father's house.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. She knew not the hour that he would come.
Right.
Oh, how many knows? We know not the day, nor the hour, nor the night wherein the Son of Man cometh. But he is coming.
Yeah.
We must be awake. We must be watching and praying.
Right.
He's coming at an hour that you think not. She knew she must be ready and watching for him. She could not afford to take a chance of being caught off guard. Can you say, Lord, help me, Lord, not to be caught off guard when that trumpet sounds? I want to be ready and hear his voice to say, come up hither. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was assured that the grand hour was coming. She loved her groom. How many loves Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah.
She's betrothed to him. She's never laid eyes on him, the church. We've never seen Jesus. But one of these days soon we'll look him into the eye and we shall be like him. He's going to change his vile body and make it like unto his glorious body. He's coming for them that's going to love and love his appearing.
Yeah.
Can you say, Lord, I want to be ready and I don't want to miss that grand and that glorious hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
She desires to be with him. Listen. And spend the rest of her life with the one she loves.
Yes.
That groom loves her also with all of his heart.
Yeah.
And desires her to be by his side in holy matrimony, to be one in aim, one in name, one in unity. So the groom comes and sweeps her open her feet. The trumpets are blowing, music is a playing, and there is singing, there is shouting. Can I say, what a royal procession in the streets. To the Father's house they come.
Yeah.
Would you turn with me now into Matthew chapter 25? I'm telling you, he's coming. He's nigh at the door. The coming of the Lord is drawing nigh, and the bride is making herself ready. Listen to Jesus himself in Matthew and chapter 25, verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, listen, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. They had a backup. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And what? At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Listen. And afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye neither know the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.
Yes.
10 virgins, the hour came at midnight. Listen, in the very darkest of night, they all were slumbering and slept. But the wise were full of oil.
Yeah.
There was an anticipation deep in their hearts. They were ready for the sound to rise up and leave. But the 5 foolish were dull and drowsy. They had lost their spiritual drive. Yeah. The oil had run low. The oil represents the Holy Ghost. I don't know when he's going to come. It's dark right here, but on the other side of our globe, it's broad open daylight.
Yeah.
That's the reason, say he, Jesus is a coming any day, any hour. He may come at the cockcrow. He may come in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
He may come in the eventide, but he's a coming. One song said, ready or not, the Lord is coming.
Yeah.
Oh, raise your hand and say, Lord, when that trumpet blows, the Bible said we'll be changed, not from the outside in, but you're going to have the Holy Ghost on the inside of your heart. It'll be the same Spirit that raised Jesus up from the dead, and if that same Spirit dwells in you, it'll also quicken your mortal body.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. He's coming in a twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
That's 1/700th of a second. Hallelujah. You can bat your eyes probably 50 to 100 times before one little flash. And that's how fast Jesus will come. And the lightning will shine out of the east, even unto the west. That's how fast the Son of God will come. There'll be no time to pray, no time to get ready. Hallelujah. That's the reason Jesus said, if the good man of the the house and knowing at what hour the thief would come, he would have stayed awake and stayed up and watched and not allowed his house to be broken up. Let me tell you something. When Jesus comes, there'll be two in a field. One will be taken and the other left. There'll be two in a bed. And one will be taken and the other left. Two will be grinding at a wheel. And the one will be taken and the other left. There'll be people in a Walmart line. There'll be people in restaurants. There'll be people on planes and trains and cars. Listen to me. That trumpet's going to sound so loud. Verily, verily, the hour is coming. And now is when all shall hear the voice of the Son of God. And they that hear him shall come out of their graves. Hallelujah. For this corruptible shall put on incorruption. Come on. And we which are alive remain when the Lord descends from heaven with a shout. I believe it's going to be a shout of triumph and a shout of victory. Saying, come away, my fair one. Come away, my bride, and come unto me. He's a riding on a cloud of glory. That same Jesus that was taken up in a cloud is going to come in like manner. Hallelujah. The two angels saw him ascend, and over 500 brethren and looked as Jesus went up to heaven. This same Jesus is a coming back again. And you raise your hand and say, Lord, help me to be ready. Hallelujah. The dead's going to hear the voice of the Son of God. And they're going to come up out of the graves and come up out of the tombs and put on immortality.
Come on.
Good night hour. Come on. I studied this and God gave it for a reason. We're living in one of the darkest times of American history. It's gross dark. Listen to me. It's midnight. Spiritually, can't you feel it?
Yes.
Holy. They all were slumbering and slept, but the wise were full of oil. Can I ask you, have you got the oil? Have you got the Spirit of God?
Yeah, come on, Ruth.
How long has it been since you felt him quicken you?
Come on.
How long has it been since you felt that desire, that lifting, that magnet pulling? How long has it been since you felt the Lord in a spirit of prayer?
Yeah.
Yes.
How long has it been since you've raised hands and worshiped him, and there was something overflowing on the inside?
Right.
Oh, God. Something in you made you want to cry. Something in you wanted, you wanted to rejoice. You wanted to praise him. That's the Spirit. He brings you life. He brings you joy. He brings you hope. How many's got the oil? Raise your hand. How many's feeling that oil? How many's got your lamps trimmed and burning bright? Woo! Hallelujah. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, enlightening all the inward parts of the belly. Hallelujah. I'm glad he lit my light a long time ago. There's a little candle that's burning on the inside. I'm not walking in darkness anymore. I'm not in sin anymore. Hallelujah. I've got the light of life. Come on, Jesus is the light of the world. There's light all around me. I know where I'm headed. How many can say, I know, hallelujah, that heaven is my home? Yes. He's coming. Are you ready?
Yes. Come on. Yes.
Can I tell you the hour is late? It's a dark time in history. Stay with me. We're living in a cold, dark night of evil all around us. You can feel it. It's a spiritual darkness that can be felt. Satan works his works in the darkness.
Yeah.
It seems it is his hour of power. Sin is at an all-time high. with lust of every kind,
yeah,
and every evil and hate and wars and crime. Listen to me. The spirit of lawlessness is sweeping our land. The mystery of iniquity is work at work,
yeah,
with Satan's signs and lying wonders. It's all around us. Can't you see that multitudes are being deceived and seduced?
Yeah.
They think they're all right. Yeah. They're living it up. They're partying and they're going on their own way and don't even realize that they're on the verge of eternity.
Yeah.
Oh, God, help us. We are seeing the enslavement, the deceit, and the destruction of the human race. It's Satan's hour of darkness. But when the devil does his worst, it's when God comes and does his best.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm not dead, but I'm alive.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I was once dead in trespasses and sins. I was alive physically, but I was dead spiritually on the inside and walked in darkness until the Spirit of God came down and put an old-time Holy Ghost conviction upon me. And I repented of my sins. And it was like he switched the light on. The darkness fled away. I'm telling you, this big church, it's big, but you can turn all the lights out and you can light one little candle,
yeah,
and he'll light up, but you can see your way to that door. I'm going to raise your hand and say, God, there's a light guide in me.
Yeah.
The heavens bright glory.
Yeah.
How many's got the oil tonight? How many's got the Spirit of God tonight?
Yeah.
I'm not down, but I'm alive. Hallelujah. He's made me a lively stone. I feel the Spirit burning within my heart. Hallelujah, he's the great resurrection, and he's the life, hallelujah. He's the lifter-upper of when we're down. He's the resurrection. He can bring you out of death, and bring you out of the tomb, and bring you out of darkness. There's something about the power of God. It'll change you inside and out, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hang on a while. We're going to go on a trip. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
When the devil does his worst, my God comes and does his very best.
Oh, yeah.
He's saving the best for the last. Fear not, little flock. These are the closing moments of time.
Yeah.
The second hand has not slowed up. The hands of the hour hands and the minute hands are not slowing up. We're in past the 11th hour. Brother J.R., we're at the midnight hour.
Yeah.
Hallelujah time. The Lord has a church right in the middle of it all. The bride is getting herself ready, and she's a staying ready. She's been blood washed and blood bought. She's been called out and separated. I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. She's clean. She's keeping her garments spotless, and she's undefiled. She's got her wedding garments on. She's a longing and a watching for her Lord to come. She has the oil. Her vessel is filled. She's waiting for her voice, his voice, for her of her beloved, saying, come up hither, come away my fair one and my bride. Listen, she's listening for the trumpet to blow.
Yeah.
Don't you know Jesus is a coming in the glory of his Father? The Bible said with all of his holy angels.
Yes.
How many angels are there, Brother Tommy? 12th chapter of Revelation, it said that the dragon with his tail withdrew one third of the heavenly host, one third of the stars came out. Those stars represent the angels that rebelled with him.
Yeah.
So the two thirds of the others stayed with God. Listen, Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That's how fast God kicked him out of heaven. Listen to me. We're striving to get to the very place that Satan was kicked out of.
Yeah.
Glory to God forevermore. I don't want to forfeit this, do you?
No.
I don't want to lose this. Thank God. John, he said, I was carried away in the spirit into an exceeding high mountain. And he said, I saw that new Jerusalem descending from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. He said, oh, John wrote, he said, I saw the angels of God 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. They surrounded the throne. Come on. Can I tell you tonight, we've got more for us than are against us. I believe I can make it. Hallelujah. Yes, we're living in a dark hour, but we got all of heaven on our side. We got the angels of the Lord on our side. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
She has the oil. It's a long, long, long night.
Jesus.
Listen to me. Can't you hear the rejoicing over there? We're just about ready to leave.
Yes.
How many's got a mommy over there?
Man,
how many's got a daddy over there?
Yeah.
How many's got loved ones over there?
Oh, yeah.
My Lord.
Yeah.
I believe they're rooting for us.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yeah.
Seeing we also are compassed with such a great cloud of witnesses.
Yeah.
Let us lay aside every weight and every sin which does so easily beset us.
Yeah.
It's time to run.
Yeah.
Run that you may obtain.
Yeah.
Run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is now set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah.
Come on, come on, come on. Oh, I believe, listen, Bible said when one soul repents, when one soul gets saved, it said that there's rejoicing among the angels of God over one soul that repented. Come on. Those angels up there don't know what it means to be blood washed and blood bought. They never did rebel. They're holy. So what are they rejoicing? They don't understand the salvation that we feel and the joy and the gladness that we feel. So what are they rejoicing over? Somebody, if they was a sinner in this church and decided they wanted Jesus and came and prayed and said, Lord, come in my heart and change me and save me. You've got loved ones. You've got friends over there. They are rejoicing in the presence of the angels.
Yeah.
Who is it in the presence of the angels that are rejoicing? Hallelujah. Raise your little hand and say that I've got loved ones over there. And sometimes I believe God rolls back the curtain when a son or a daughter falls up on their knees and an altar of prayer and gives their heart to God. And Jesus says to that mother or that dad or that grandpa, you've got a son and you've got a daughter down there that just prayed through. Raise your hand and praise him.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Listen, we're in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Physically, most of all spiritually.
Yeah.
It's about go home time.
Yes, sir.
Can I tell you to lift up your heads and look up? Your redemption draweth nigh.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Weeping may endure for the night. It's dark. The joys are coming in the morning. Can you be honest with yourself and honest with me and the Lord? It's been a long, long night.
Yeah.
Our trials have been many. We've suffered and we've hurt. We've had our times of pain and our times of loss.
Yeah.
But it's now time to cast off the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light. That knowing the time, it is now high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Yeah.
It's near. It's on our doorstep. It's at our very door. Don't be soon shaken. And don't be discouraged and dismayed. For the Lord is a coming. It's just about over. Hallelujah. I believe we're in the throes. Hallelujah. The last hours of time. And the devils are throwing everything that he can throw to get you discouraged. And get you to throw up your hands. And to quit and to stay home. But can I say, keep right on a plow on? I keep right on a plow on. I'm telling you, we're nearer to heaven's door than we've ever. repent. Everybody, yeah. I can see the city lights of heaven tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Woo! Don't give up now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're nearer than when you first believed.
Yeah.
Satan, your hour of power and darkness is just about over.
Right.
The night is far spent and the day, the eternal day is at hand. The song says, I can see the dawning of a brand new day.
Yes.
Woo!
Yeah.
Let's go back to that wedding feast. I hope I ain't aboard you.
Come on now.
I studied and prayed this whole day for this. It churned me and it burned me. So go back to the wedding feast of marriage in Cana. There was a bunch of people gathered.
Yeah.
What a time to run out of wine. Spiritualize it. What a time to run out of wine. That wine and the oil represents the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Wine in Scripture represents the Holy Spirit that brings great joy and lifting up.
Yeah.
Mary comes to Jesus and says to him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, notice, mine hour. There's an hour here is not yet come. What Jesus is getting ready to do at that wedding feast typifies the pouring out in abundance for all to drink the new wine of His Spirit. He's going to fill the vessels to the brim. There will be a Pentecost.
Yeah.
There will be a pouring out of the new wine of heaven, the Holy Ghost upon all flesh before the second coming of Christ. How many believes that?
Yeah.
But first there will be the hour of darkness. John 13:1, now the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
Yeah.
Jesus cries out in John 12, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. He goes on to say, I've got to die. For this reason I came. I'm going to the cross. I'm going to lay my life down. They're going to nail me to a tree. Hallelujah. Jesus goes to the cross. Can I tell you, it's always the darkest right before the dawn. Come on, hallelujah. You can see it. It's all over our globe. It's a gross darkness of sin everywhere. Multitudes and millions and billions lost without Jesus. But can I tell you, there's coming a dawn of a better day. The light is getting ready to break through. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's darkest. How many of you ever had times in your life it was so dark? And it got so dark right before it got dawn.
Yes, sir.
And the light broke through.
Yes.
So we find the mob coming to arrest Jesus in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
With their lanterns and clubs and staves. Listen. Jesus looked at him and said, this is your hour. And the power of darkness. You know, our politicians and our leaders and our kings and our rulers all over this world, God would say unto them, you think you got it, but I got the best for the last.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Inwardly, our Lord knew the devil came with his crowd to do his worst.
Yeah.
But just hold on. God is getting ready to do something, and the night shall be turned into day. Ye shall see the glory of the Lord from sea to shining sea.
Yeah.
I want you to know the devil don't own this thing.
Oh, no.
Jesus said, go ahead and drive the nails through my hands. Laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say I'm dead and gone.
Yeah.
But you will see that you were wrong. Cause I will rise again.
Yeah.
There ain't no power on earth can tie me down. Yes, I will rise again. Death can't keep me in the ground. I'll come and take my children home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Before there's a resurrection, there's got to be a death.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
Yes.
You're going to have to die out to this world, to die out to all the carnal, the things of this whole world.
Right.
and take up your cross. It won't be easy sometimes to bear it.
Yeah.
But you'll have to bear the cross before there's a resurrection.
Right.
Thank God forevermore. Christ rises from the dead and is glorified. Listen. He prays to the Father right before he goes to the cross in John 17. Father, the hour is come, the hour. Glorify thy Son, glorify thou me with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you, Jesus came out of the grave with power and great glory. He told his followers and us, his children, it is expedient for you that I go away.
Yeah.
For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come to you. I'm going back to heaven. I'm going to pray the Father, and he shall send you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Jesus said, I will send him unto you. I will empower you and make you an overcomer, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. How many's got the Comforter tonight? How many's got that sweet Holy Ghost abiding on the inside of your heart?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got the oil? Have you got the Spirit? Have you got that anointing? Have you got that new wine? Have you got the joy? Have you got victory? Are you walking in victory? Are you elevating and lifting up? Or has the devil got you down? Come on.
Come on now.
Who is this Comforter? It's the sweet Holy Ghost, the fullness of joy and power.
Yeah.
Back to the marriage feast. They had no wine. Wine always represented joy and gladness. Jesus said, fill the six empty dry water pots full of water all the way to the brim. Listen close. Each one of those water pots contained 20 to 30 gallons of water each. The firkins. Wow. Six times that equals 120 to 180 gallons of wine. And it wasn't the intoxicating either.
No.
That's right.
Jesus wouldn't turn it to wine if the whole Bible condemned strong drink.
Right.
More than enough. What Jesus was proving, there's more than enough. So abundant, there's no way to exhaust it. It was enough for every person, every family, and more besides. Hallelujah. It tasted so good that the master of the ceremony said to those who brought that cup to him, full of that wine, he said, you've saved the best for the last. Thank God with Jesus, the best is the last, and the last is the best. I'm a looking for a blessed afterward, ain't you?
Yeah.
It's all going to be over one of these days, Brother JR. The last soul shall come to Jesus. The last soul shall be saved. Yeah. And that gospel shall go through all of the world. And then shall the end come. And there's one man spreading it down in South America. But I tell you, this gospel, when she reaches the four corners of this world, and Jesus gives everybody a chance, and then he will come for his church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Did he give you a chance? I'm dealing tonight with the hour. The hour is late. And we're nearing the coming of the Lord. It's drawing nigh. Any day, any hour. All the signs are now pointing to the rapture of the church. It's going home time. Jesus himself said, I say unto you, what I say unto one, I say to all, watch.
Yep.
Therefore be ye ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. 1 hour with God, when he moves, will change the whole course of history.
Yeah.
It'll change everything in this world.
Right.
We've already had Pentecost. The Spirit came and poured out in power in that upper room.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost is still here getting people ready.
Yeah.
Jesus is coming, not for a watered down, empty, weak, crippled, and powerless church.
Right.
I want you to listen from here on out. But he's coming for a glorious one.
Yes.
A church, God said, God is saying, arise and shine, for thy light is come.
Yeah.
And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Come on, children. This could be the day. Jesus said it could be the very hour.
Yes.
I do believe. Here we go. God is saving the best for the last.
Yeah.
He is going to take us out in power.
Yes.
Mark it down on your calendar.
Oh, yeah.
The devil thinks he can hold us down, throwing everything he has in his arsenal. But I'm here to tell you that the church is going to rise up in this last hour in power.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I believe we will see a last day, a last minute move of God that this world has never seen.
Yeah.
I feel that from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Yeah.
The Bible said he's coming after a glorious church full of power.
Yeah.
There's some more work to be done in it, Brother JR.
Yeah.
He's given every soul one more last chance to be saved.
Yeah.
Listen to Joel. He prophesied in chapter 2, Joel. Thus saith the Lord, I'm going to send down the rain.
Yeah.
Be ye glad, ye children of Zion. That's the church. And rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month.
Yeah.
You see, listen, if you study it, the former rain was given in the springtime for the gardeners to prepare their soil and sow their seed.
Yeah.
The latter rain was given in late summer and fall in order to bring in the harvest and to harvest their crops.
Yeah.
And what Joel is seeing and prophesying, the Lord in the last days is going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. I'm telling you, we're right on the very verge of seeing a mighty power in the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Hallelujah. The ones that are wanting it, God is going to raise them up, and God's going to bless them. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Listen, there's no harvest without rain.
Yeah.
We need the rain of His Spirit.
Yeah.
We need those showers of blessing.
Yes, sir.
God is a saying, I sent in on the day of Pentecost. I visited every generation since that time with moves of my spirit and my anointing. But I'm saving the best for the last.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a double portion in the last days before I return, both the former and the latter rain together, a double portion. And it's going to sweep over the whole wide world. You got preachers that don't believe that. But I'll stand right here tonight and say on the pages of God's Word, He's coming for a glorious church. And can I tell you, within the church as a whole, there's a church inside of the church that the fire and the anointing is moving them. Raise your hand and say, I want to be in that very circle. I want to be under the spout where the glory is pouring out. I tell you, pour it out, Lord. I pour out that latter rain to bring that harvest in.
Yes.
There's power in that word.
Hallelujah.
You're going to see it. But you will see people touched, people healed, people delivered, and people saved.
That's right.
When this one comes. How do you know it ain't already come? It ain't already come.
That's right.
You had the former rain. You had the latter rain. Come on. But you're going to get a double portion right before the Lord comes.
That's right,
I sit in on Pentecost. I will pour out, listen to me. Joel goes on to say, and it shall come to pass Peter quotes it, "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy." And listen, "And I will show wonders in the heaven above, signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapors of smoke." It ain't happened yet. "And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Raise your hand and praise Him. Hallelujah to God. It's a coming. Just as sure as my name is what it is, God's getting ready to send the wind and the breath of Pentecost again. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Look up. The best is yet to come.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus. Would you stand with me tonight? Thank you, Lord. You will see when people preach the word, when this move of God comes. I told you about Brother Jack Cole Sunday morning. Jack Cole had a great ministry. He raised people from the dead. People were rolled in wheelchairs and on cots. It's been big tent services. And as a witness, they hung him up on the ropes, the crutches, and the canes. And you could see the wheelchairs. Nobody was sitting in them. Deaf ears was unstopped. They could hear. The dumb could speak. This is just in the 1950s. And part of the 1960s. Jack tells in one of his messages, the Lord took him out for I don't know what reason. He wasn't that old. 49 maybe?
39.
Jack said, "I was a standing out and I was meditating and praying to the Lord." He said, "I looked up into the heavens." He said, "I heard the voice of the Lord saying to me, Jack." He said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "You see the little dipper?" Jack said, "Yes, I do, Lord." He said, "Look over there a little bit farther." He said, "Do you see the big dipper?" Jack said, "Yeah, I see the big dipper, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Son, I poured out my spirit and you've seen it. But there's coming the last days that I will pour out of the big dipper."
Yeah.
Glory. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
It's coming.
Yeah.
I believe it with all of my heart. We'll see it right here in this church as Brother Jason, Brother J.R., different ones, Brother Earl preaches. We'll see when that word of God goes forth. When God gets ready to move, He's going to move fast. Because He's getting ready to take His church out. I don't want to miss this. How many are where you need to be with the Lord? How many is walking close to Him? How many, with all of your heart, you're desiring God, you're praying, you're seeking the face of God? How many wants this? How many says, "Lord, I don't want to be left behind when it starts moving"? When that power is starting to be poured out, "Lord, I want it to pour on me. Can you reach your little hands out? I want it to pour on me, Lord. I want it to pour on me. I want to open this altar now. I want you to come. Pray at your seat. Pray at this altar and say, Lord, here's a vessel. I want you to use it. And I want you to feel me." It's coming a day and it's coming an hour. Come on. That anointing of God's going to drive back the forces of powers of hell. Come on, the principalities and the powers of darkness think they've got this. The devil's paw is upon this world. It's upon this nation. I believe God moved Trump right into the White House. There is a reason that God moved him in. He's a friend to Israel. Raise your little hand and say, "Help me, oh Lord." Come on. Now we're getting ready to see something in this last day. Let's pray. Come. Oh, Jesus. Send that form and that blood ring. Let it pour. It's dark now. The morning is a coming. The breaking of a brand new day.